morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, whatever time of the day it is that you're tuning in. Welcome to another episode of the Resilience Rising Podcast with me, Naturally Cinnamon. I am a therapist, life coach, resilience cultivator, and the founder and CEO of Jamila Wellness LLC, where women go to be well and live beautifully. You can find us at ResilienceRisingPodcast.com. You can also send in your questions, topics, comments, and feedback at ResilienceRisingPodcast@gmail.com. Like this, love this, share it, rate it, comment, but most important, make sure that you're subscribed and following. Here's another episode. Hope you enjoy. Hey everybody, how's everything? How are you? So let's get into today's topic. Today I'm just going to be catching up with you guys a little bit. I am recording in my bed and I'm just going to be very honest with you. If this becomes very comfortable, I'm probably going to be doing this for a while. No, just kidding. I put a lot of time and energy into, you know, little by little making my little at-home studio. If you watch on video on YouTube, you can see the last episode. I did a Hey Gorgeous episode right at home. So yeah, but occasionally I'm probably going to be broadcasting from my bed because it's so comfy. Anyway, I have, you know, thank you for everybody who's been tuning in from the very beginning, from the very first episode, because this is a work in progress. You know, this is things we build and we continue to build and we do trial and error and we make, you know, changes and edits. And so I just thank everybody for hanging in there with me. I do appreciate it. To all the new people out there, welcome. So what I'm going to do is start instituting at the very beginning of every episode, wins, L's, and I don't knows. That's what we're going to call it. Wins, L's, and I don't know. And I'll just be coming to you from, you know, since, you know, in between broadcasts, what's been going on in my life, if something showed up, either for me, it's me personally, for me and some friends of mine, or if you've got some wins that you would like to have, you know, celebrated on the podcast, you can always send me that email at resiliencerisingpodcast@gmail.com. You can DM me on Instagram at resiliencerisingpodcast as well. So the wins, we're going to celebrate anything that came up, you know, for wins. For example, it's highly graduation season, colleges and high schools across the country. Congratulations to all graduates. I don't take anything you graduated with lightly because you're the one that went to class. You're the one that passed the exams. You're the one that saw it through to the end. So kudos to all of you, to every high school graduate, to every GED recipient, to everyone who got accepted into the armed forces, to everyone who completed the basic training, to everyone who got a certificate, some sort of certification, a license, an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, a doctorate degree, a specialist degree, whatever you got. Kudos to you. Congratulations to you. Celebrate your wins. And to everyone else who's in school and hasn't finished yet, you finished the semester. Kudos to that. You know, celebrate all the wins. My wins is that I finished a book series that I was reading. There's an author named Kim Cash Tate. And of course, you know, I will put all this information and the links to the books that I read in the comments and in the description of this episode. But Kim Cash Tate, she's a Christian ethnic, she's a brown girl. She's so cute too. She's so beautiful to me. But she's a Christian author. But let me tell you, her books are just so real life, down to earth. And she's written a lot of books, but she's got a series called The Promises of God. And that consists of three novels and a novella. Again, I'll have all of those in the description and the order in which you should read the books. But it was such a good series. A friend of mine and I were talking about the series on the phone last night, and we were talking about how the writing was so good. You feel like you know the characters and their lives. You feel like you are their friend and family member, and you go to the church with them. It's so good. And so my wins are, I finished all four of the books in that series, and I was introduced to the first book about a year ago, and I was told about the second book in the series about 7 or 8 months ago. And I just found out about the novella and that last novel within the last month. And I just went ahead and read them, just straight through, read them all. So it's a really good thing. So to take time out and, you know, be able to read and enjoy what I was reading, that's a win for me. L's. Now, the reason I'm not calling them wins and losses, the reason I'm saying it's an L is because it may be a loss, but it may also be a lesson. So we can celebrate the wins, and you know what? Sometimes we can celebrate the losses and the lessons too. My mom would tell me that it's not always somebody, you know, it's not always knowing what to do. Sometimes knowing what not to do is just as important. So, you know, there you go. So my L's since the last broadcast, you know, I try not to focus on anything that's negative. So there's the truth is I take that as an L for this past week, that I didn't focus on the L's, which means there may have been some lessons that I missed in the past week because I was so busy not paying attention. So that's a lesson for me to pay attention. And my guy friend tells me that all the time, that I just don't slow down and pay attention to my surroundings, and I really need to do better at that. So that's my L for the week, that I really have to pay more attention to what my L's may be. So I really got to pay more attention to that. So that's my L. That's my lesson that I'm going to do my best to apply what I've learned. And then my I don't know. Have you ever had some stuff that just happens where it's like, okay, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Like, I don't know where that falls. I don't know. So my I don't know for the week is that I didn't quit my job this week. Now, let me explain to you why that's an I don't know. Because some people would say, that's a win, girl. That's good that you didn't quit. That's a good thing. Somebody else, you know, some of my entrepreneurial friends will be like, but if God's pushing you out, girl, you probably should have left. See, that's why it falls in I don't know. I don't know. If it's not time for me to leave and I'm recognizing that it's not time for me to leave and I stayed, then that's a win. But if I should be leaving and I'm not leaving, that may be a little bit closer to an L. So I don't know. I just know those people got on my nerves. Got on my nerves real, real bad. Especially earlier today. So I'm just going to file that under I don't know. Which means I may have to circle back to that later to find out. So what was that? But right now, I don't know. So that's what we'll be doing. I kind of like the wins, the L's, and I don't know. Because it's okay not to be able to, you know, it's okay. Things fall into different categories and it's cool, you know. So I also want to encourage other people to celebrate their wins, their L's, meaning if you took a loss or learned a lesson, celebrate it anyway. And recognize the I don't know's. Like, hey, whatever. I don't know what that was, but I could probably figure out what it is later and use it for something. Don't know yet, but for right now, it's I don't know. So I hope you understood what I'm going to be introducing. And I'm going to be doing this every episode. So you'll get the hang of it, into the swing of things, and start sending me in your wins, your L's, and your I don't know's. And I'll be glad to announce them on the air. So let's get into our talk for today. Listen, today I just want to chit chat with you all for a little bit about something that I am just completely enamored with, infatuated. I think I'm using good vocabulary words right there to describe how I feel about this show. For those who already know this show, I'm going to just tell you, Red Table Talk. Listen, I love Red Table Talk. For those who don't know, let me back up a little bit. Let me tell you something about myself. I live in my head a lot. As a child, I was a daydreamer. And there's times where as an adult, I still drift into, I have like a whole life in my mind. And I realize that it's not real. So I don't, you know, skew the lines, but I know that there's like a whole life in my head. For example, in my mind, Iyanla Van Zandt is my auntie. That's in my mind. I know that's not real, but that's in my head. She's auntie Iyanla. And we text from time to time. You know, we tweet from time to time. That, you know, that happens. In my head, Oprah is my godmother. You know, we don't get to hang out like I'd like to because she's so busy, but hey, that's my Gotti. So I got Gotti Oprah. I got Auntie Iyanla. I got my god sister, Michelle Obama. So, you know, but that all that's in my head and that's cool. But my next door neighbor slash cousin, people don't know that I've always loved her and looked up to her. But my cousin is Jada Pinkett Smith. Yeah, we cousins in my head. In my head, we're cousins. And so when she would say things, when she, you know, she's not huge on public presence, and having to be seen all the time. But when she would come out and say something, I was all ears. I'm like, Jada, I'm here for you, girl, because, you know, we cousins, girl, you know, we got to stick together. So when I heard she was coming out with this show on Facebook Watch, I was like, you do know I'm tuning in. Like, I'm not going to miss anything because I have to support my cousin and because she gives such, you know, good little drops of knowledge here and there when you're not ready for it. So that's cousin Jada in my head. But Jada Pinkett Smith has a Facebook Watch show that only airs on Facebook Watch. You know, it's every Monday around, well, I live on the East Coast, so it airs at 12 noon my time on the East Coast. So I don't know what time it drops in other time zones, but it drops on the East Coast at 12 noon on Monday, only on Facebook. You cannot see it anywhere else. I don't believe, I haven't checked, but I believe it's not on YouTube. It's a Facebook produced show or distributed show. I don't know the proper terminology, but it's on Facebook. So I watched this show. So I want to chit chat about that show because I love the premise of it. I love the dialogue that it's creating amongst women of all ages. I like the unity that it's promoting. And so let's just talk for a second, or for a few minutes. First episode came out with a bang. Like, she did not ease us into these talks that they have at the red table. And they, by they, I mean Jada Pinkett Smith, her mother, Adrienne, who is fierce. Hear me. She is fierce. She is gorgeous. She is gorgeous. So, like, just, you know, anyway. And Willow, and 17-year-old Willow. I'm trying to figure out, for some reason, I made Willow older than 17 in my mind, but you know what? That's my fault, because we cousins and I'm supposed to know how old she is, but that's my fault. But Willow is 17, Jada is 47, and I want to say that her mother is 64. I believe she said she's 64. So the three of them sit at a round red table and they discuss different topics very openly and very honestly and just vulnerably. And the very first episode was Jada had sat down with Will Smith's first wife, Cherie Fletcher. And I don't know if it's Cherie or Sheree, but I'm going to say Cherie because their nickname for her is Ree. So I'm just going to go with Cherie Fletcher. Who is, let me tell you something, all these sisters, I just love all their little brown skins. They are just so beautiful to me. And I do recognize that it's a lot of inner beauty coming out, but outer beauty as well. These are beautiful women to me. And they were sitting together talking for what they said was the first time to have that type of a conversation about co-mothering. And that episode touched me in such a special way because for those who may not know, I don't have any biological children of my own. So as I move forward in life and I'm examining getting married someday, the likelihood of whoever I marry already having children of his own, it's very likely that that's most likely going to happen. And so I'm most likely going to find myself in a co-mothering situation. And I would like to think that it would be a positive co-mothering situation. So to see these two women talk about how they merged their lives and how they created positive community and open communication amongst them for the sake of the child, Trey, I loved listening to that dialogue and the true genuine sisterhood that has been created between the two of them is just wonderful. And I just thought that was awesome. There were some things that I took away from that. I had to grab my notepad and write some stuff down, like the 11th time that I watched it. No lie, like the 11th time that I watched it. And there was one thing that Cherie said to Jada, thank you for loving my baby. Now, wow. Just wow. Like, just thank you for loving my baby. And, you know, there were just so many nuggets that they passed out. Like something they said, expectations will steal the blessings that are in front of you. Whew, I had to write that down because I'm really bad with expectations. Mostly expectations of myself. The things that I expect of myself, if I focus on my own expectations of me, then I may be robbing myself of the blessing that's right in front of me. Like I said earlier, one of my L's for this week is to pay more attention to my surroundings. Like, I don't do that enough. So what am I missing? I'm missing something that's possibly right in front of me, you know? So yeah, that was some really good stuff in episode one. I'm not going to take up too much time, but what they did was Jada sat down and played the conversation that she had with Cherie. She played it for her mother and her daughter, for Adrian and for Willow, so that they could see it and give feedback on what it was like for Adrian to watch Jada go into a co-mothering situation and for Willow to be in a situation where, you know, she's got a brother, a half brother, if you will, that, you know, he's around and he's not around, but he's around and he's not around. And growing up knowing that you're my mommy, but you're Miss Ree, and I love Ree and I love my mommy. And it's like this whole gigantic big family. So it was really, really awesome. And one thing that Cherie said in the follow-up, because every time they have an episode on that airs on Monday, on Wednesday they come back and do a Facebook live feed to respond to any questions or feedback that they received from the episode that aired that Monday. And so that Wednesday, one of the things that Cherie said was she had to learn, and God had to help her learn, that she is a given in her son's life. Whether there's another woman that's introduced in a mothering figure, she's a given. And I really, really liked that she said that, because there are a lot of women out there that may find themselves in co-mothering situations where they're the father of their child, be it divorced or you never married or broke up or whatever the case may be, the father of their child or children may eventually find a wife of his own. And then there's now this other woman introduced into your children's or your child's life that you and your child both are getting to know at the same time. So it's not as though you can just say, oh yeah, I know her. Yeah, she could go, you could go with her. Like, you're learning her. But to know that even if your child develops a motherly child, you know, nurturing relationship with this other woman, you are still a given because you are mom. You gave birth. You gave the first nurturing, you know, you're mom. You're the given. You cannot be replaced. And so that really stuck out to me, that was really pretty cool. Now their second episode, they talked about grief and loss. And I was like, whoo, this is interesting. And these episodes aren't long, so if you want to go back and catch up, absolutely do that. Red Table Talk on Facebook. Just type it in the search. I promise it's going to come up because it's a hit. across Facebook. But the second episode, they dealt with grief and loss. And the one thing I do want to say about grief and loss is I want to touch on the five stages. A lot of people have heard about the five stages of grief and loss that was penned in 1969 by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. And the five stages of grief are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Now, when she came up with these five stages, it wasn't about grief and loss, just, you know, of any type. Like, if I have a family member pass away and I'm going through grief, and these are the five stages of grief, that's not actually what she designed those five stages for. The five stages were designed for someone who received a terminal illness diagnosis to process their own grief and about the loss of their own life. That's where that originated from. That's why it was created. So imagine being given what's considered a death sentence to some people, like, you know, let's say somebody, you know, I'm diagnosed with some form of cancer or something like that. And the first stage would be denial. Like, I'd be like, no, not me. You know, this didn't happen to me. This can't happen to me. And then anger that it happened to me would be the next step. The next step would be bargaining. It's like, okay, God, if you heal me from this, if you take this away from me, I will, you know, say, if you do this for me, Lord, I'll go to church every Sunday for the rest of my life. If you do this for me, I'll stop drinking. If this happens, I'll stop smoking. The bargaining thing comes up. The next step is depression of, this is like, you know, when it kind of sets in, it's like, I've made this offer for bargaining and I still have this diagnosis. Then a depression could set in. And ultimately, you know, you get to a point where it's like, I accept my fate. I accept that this is what it is. And you start to move forward. Now, what is also said in those five stages is that you can move it through any stage. It's not a concrete 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stage. You could go from stage 1 to stage 3, back to 1, then to 2, then to 3, back to 2, then to 3, then to 4, all the way back to 1, then 2, 3. You know, you can move through the stages however you could start with stage 5 and say, okay, well, that's my diagnosis. Thank you. And you have this acceptance, and then you know, a couple months later, you'd be like, nah, I don't believe it. And now you're in denial. So there are five stages, but they're not so concrete that you say, okay, I'm moving through stage 1, stage 2, stage 3. Now I'm in stage 3. That's bargaining. Well, that means I've gone through denial. Or I've gone through stage 2, which is anger. I'll never be angry again. That's not true. That's not what she was saying. So I just wanted to point that out when it comes to the five stages of grief, because a lot of people throw that out and throw that around very much, that I wanted to give the origin of where that came from and why it was created, to try to help people, other people, caregivers, families, friends, etc., understand what the person who received that diagnosis may be going through. So off of that, okay. So next, the third episode, which just aired, the most recent episode, was about, it was titled Body Confessions. And they were talking about, like, parts of them, you know, how the woman's body is viewed, and they were talking about skinny versus curvy versus muscular, tall, shorter, and I'm even going to throw in long hair, short hair, no hair, lighter skinned, darker skinned. You know, just all kinds of judgments, and by judgments, not just of each other, but of ourselves as it pertains to our bodies. And one thing, they answered some questions, and one question was, somebody wrote in, name three things about yourself that you like or you love, three things about your body that you love. And I remember Adrian naming three things. But she then said she would have had an easier time naming three things she didn't like about herself. How often do we do that to ourselves as far as body comparisons to another person? How often do we do that to ourselves? And like, I can stand in the mirror right now and quickly within 20 seconds point out three things that I hate. I'm saying 20 seconds because I'm being generous. It would probably only take me 5 seconds to point out three things about my body that I hate. But if you were to ask me, name three things about your body that you like, those three things I would probably find all in my face. Like, you know, I like my smile. I like my eyes. You know, I like my cheekbones. So, okay, that's all in my face. But if you ask me three things that I don't like about my body right now, I will say my midsection, my thighs, and my arms. Done. Three things I don't like. It's quick to come up with that. And the reason it's quick to come up with that, I think, is because we think more about what we want to improve than what we already got that's great, in our own eyes at least. And so that's another reason why I wanted to start the wins, the L's, and the I don't know, so we could celebrate more things in our lives and in ourselves and in our days. You know, celebrate stuff, you know, show some gratitude towards the blessings that we have that's right in front of us that we might be missing. So yeah, check out Red Table Talk. Check out the Kim Cash Tate as an author, as a writer. Check out though the Promises of God series, the novels. If you are a reader, read those books. They just were so good to me. To me, those books were so good. So definitely check that out. So that's all. I just wanted to catch up with you guys today. Talk about Red Table Talk, brag about my cousin Jada Pinkett Smith for a minute. And so I did that. And so I hope you guys have a wonderful remainder of your week. I will see you, you know, talk to you again next week. Send in any wins, any L's, and any I don't knows to resiliencerisingpodcast@gmail.com or on Instagram at resiliencerisingpodcast. If you follow us on any other platform, please rate and leave comments. And I will talk to you guys later. Bye. It's time for the Spirit Support segment, when we take a moment to feed our spirit. Brought to you by Jamila Wellness, where women go to be well and live beautifully. What internet service provider do you use? I have AT&T UVerse. I know. A lot of people don't particularly like AT&T UVerse, but I don't usually have a problem with it until something like what happened earlier today happens. You know, something was going on in the neighborhood and the connection just wasn't there. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. So I went, you know, to the wireless box and I reset it and it didn't work because, of course, I wanted to watch TV or I wanted to use the internet. And so everything goes through Wi-Fi. And that wireless box, I reset it and it still wasn't working. So then I went to the router and reset that and it still wasn't working. And I started to look at the chain of things. The cable's coming in from outside and it connects to the router and the router is connected to the wireless box and the wireless box emits the Wi-Fi and allows you access to the internet and access to cable. And when you get on the internet, you've got the world wide web at your fingertips. And when you look, you know, when I flip through the channels, there's thousands of channels, and on every channel there's a movie, there's music channels, there's TV shows, there's informational shows, there's documentaries, there's all kinds of stuff, all this availability and all this access, all this open access that started with an outer connection. And I started to think about that. I was like, so if I want access or I want to be used to give access. I need to connect to Jesus, because it says in the Bible that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And nobody gets to the Father, being God, but through him. So he's connected to God. He's my entryway to God. So if God, through Jesus, connects to me, what are the things that I've now got access to through him? That's a lot of stuff. I've got access to salvation. I've got access to forgiveness. I've got access to unconditional love. I've got access to trust. I've got access to faith. I've got access to a whole family of believers. Wow. And if I've got access to forgiveness and I have access to love, then I have the ability to now share that and emit it amongst the world and amongst everybody else. I have the ability to forgive others through the access that I've been given to forgiveness. I have the ability to love others unconditionally through the access I've been given to unconditional love. And I could go on and on. And I'm sure you can too. So I leave this in your hands, and I leave you to answer this to yourself. What do you need access to, and what or who do you need to connect to get it? Thanks for tuning in to Resilience Rising with Naturally Cinnamon. Life has a way of tossing unexpected trials and circumstances our way. We can't stop them, but we can better handle them by raising our resilience. Remember, you can find us at ResilienceRisingPodcast.com, on Instagram at ResilienceRisingPodcast, and you can also send in a question or topic for this podcast by emailing us at ResilienceRisingPodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to like this podcast, love it, share it, rate it, and comment. But most important, make sure that you've subscribed and that you're following. I'm Naturally Cinnamon. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Creative Director Jeremy Key for J. Key Collective. Music by AJ Miles.